You're listening to SBS News.
As the global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 300,000, fears are mounting about its spread in some of the world's poorest communities. A Rohingya man has become the first person to test positive to COVID-19 in a refugee camp in Bangladesh. Health experts warn COVID-19 may spread through the camp of almost 1 million, where the persecuted Muslim minority live. Meanwhile, India's Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says 80 million migrant workers will receive grain from the government.
I know migrants are also moving out, either they're going back, very few are coming back. Irrespective, we are saying for the next 2 months, they shall get free rice or wheat.
The Indian government has been criticised for doing little for the country's poor after millions of migrant workers fled Indian cities as they could not find work during lockdown. It comes as a US whistleblower warns the US is not adequately prepared to administer a vaccine, despite statements from President Donald Trump saying otherwise. Dr. Rick Bright says he was ousted from his post as head of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority after sounding the alarm. The vaccine expert who led a biodefense agency in the Department of Health and Human Services says he has tried to urge early efforts to invest in vaccine development.
We need to have a strategy and plan in place now to make sure that we can not only fill that vaccine, make it, distribute it, but administer it in a fair and equitable plan. We don't have that yet, and it is a significant concern. Our window of opportunity is closing. Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history.
US President Donald Trump has dismissed Dr. Bright's claims while out on his second trip outside Washington.
To me, he's nothing more than a really disgruntled, unhappy person. And I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. And I think distribution will take place almost simultaneously because we've geared up the military, and you'll see that tomorrow.
The president did not wear a face mask as he toured a medical equipment distributor in Pennsylvania, despite requiring Americans and White House staff to wear them. Mr. Trump says he intends to prepare the country for future pandemics by restocking the national stockpile and bringing critical manufacturing back to the US. He also went as far as to say he could cut ties with China, the world's second largest economy, over its failure to contain the disease. The comments follow China's ambassador to the UK, Liu Xiaoming, refuting accusations by the US that the Chinese government is responsible.
So you can't blame China. China is a victim. China is not a culprit of this virus. It's not a man-made virus. You know, it's natural in origin. So we have to adopt a scientific approach. You know, you can't have this campaign of stigmatizing disinformation smear against China, as some American politicians are doing.
As coronavirus infections begin to slow in Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has lifted the country's month-long state of emergency across 39 of its 47 prefectures. The measure remains in place for the nation's capital, Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto, and Hokkaido, where risks are still high. The Prime Minister says the lift is necessary to lessen significant economic impacts, but may be put in place again.
There is always the fear of the next trend. Toward a new daily life, full-scale social and economic activities naturally increases the risk. If each and every one is not vigilant enough, the future after 2 weeks cannot be predicted. Unfortunately, if the number of infected people increases, there may be a second declaration of emergency.
The country has recorded over 16,000 cases of COVID-19 and 680 deaths. Meanwhile, in Europe, a Baltic travel bubble has been created with Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia opening their borders at the stroke of midnight on Friday. The first travel bubble is part of a phased approach by the European Commission aiming to revive suffering economies. Greece has plans to open over 500 beaches to the public this weekend with social distancing measures in place. And in the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson joined the public in a weekly clap for carers to celebrate National Health Service frontline workers. And you can keep up to date on the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.